Then your burnt up stew is made up of beef and pork and several vegetables. Most of them using squeezed corn, tomatoes, and onions. Sometimes they put potatoes in it to give it a little thickness. But it makes a right good stew. And different places have different tasting burnt up stews.
Mm-hmm. What if
I would
say this one tastes?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We bought some burnt up stew in Williamsburg one time. It wasn't that much more than just a vegetable soup. Really surprised at it.
Okay, thank you. Going on back to some of the wild animals and plants and things we find around here. There's a small fish that you use for bait. What might you call that now?
Put a shiner.
Is there any other names you
want to
use for that?
No, you just shiner. Some use a red-eye, which is a different type of fish.
What's that
now? A red-eye? Mm-hmm. That's a small fish like a sun. Well, really a sun perch, what he really is. But he has a red gill and red eyes. And that's the same fish that developed the hybrid brim from, red-eye and a brim. And they grew up to 3.5 pounds that way.
Yeah.
But it's a small fish, and that's what you do to all the young ones used to catch the creek.
No,
it's
not
small.
Mm-hmm. What do you find a bug might make this certain kind of bug stretch across the corners of a room that hasn't really been cleaned?
Spider web?
You know any other names for that?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling cobwebs. Spider web, cobweb.
Is there a difference between the two?
No, I think the same things. I expect cobweb would be old spider web.
What would you be likely to find outside? Where would you be likely to find a spider web or a cobweb?
Outside?
Yeah.
Well, probably in the shrubbery or trees. Of course, different types of spiders and different types of webs.
What kind of spiders and webs are they made?
Some of these spiders are real big. They'd be big, much as an inch across, and they don't know your bigger spiders. Don't know much about them, except for doing no black widows. I believe a black widow makes a little web. A black widow's a poisonous spider we have, usually in old wood. And you turn him over, he's real black. And got an hourglass on his stomach, a red hourglass. I have caught a few of them. Give some to the school one time at the biology classes. Because I used a stick and knocked him in a bottle. I didn't catch him then. That's the best way to catch him.
Any other kind of spiders around here that you know?
You got brown spiders. And nothing much better.
What do you call a spider with long legs?
Well, you got a granated long legs. He's not really a spider, though.
Huh?
I don't think.
I think you're right.
But he's got real long legs and daddy long legs, and he hit me for a couple of pieces. Before I kind of took him a little bit. Yeah, he got them in the woods. And I don't see too many now.
What do you call a part of the tree that's underneath the ground?
Yeah, got a root.
Do you know some of the uses of them that people used to use them for? Or other plant roots, vines, things like that.
Well, usually pine tree the roots are be your fat wood. That'd be your stump, fat ladder stump. The oak stump wouldn't be much good for anything. Cypress, anything that wouldn't be much good.
People use the bark of them or anything like that. Bark or roots?
No, not too much bark down here.